welcome to another episode of the We Seal Genesis podcast, a special segment under the mental health and Messiah. And listen, for a very long time, I have been thinking of how to, you know, interact with people and bring people closer to Christ. I am a very proud follower of Christ. I believe in the Word of God. And I have been having this conviction of giving back in several ways. And I'm like, okay, the work is in the way. I'm not able to actually fully serve in a particular place. I have very limited time. And honestly, I truly, truly, truly miss the days when I used to teach financial literacy as a form of giving back in my community in Washington, D.C. Mind you, I do this from time to time when I can, but work scheduling, you know, life has just really changed. But naturally, I feel the urge to, you know, reach out to people and just like interact and help wherever I can. But this doesn't exist, especially in the virtual world that we find ourselves in these days. Like, all of this doesn't exist. And sometimes when I just like reflect as a person and like about my life, I've always felt the urge to help other people. So on today's segment of mental health and the Messiah, I'm just gonna share a few things that I think that I will be embarking on and doing to fulfill that need. And eventually, I'm sure by doing those things, I'm able to find a way of fulfilling my goal. So Jesus always mixed up with everybody. Jesus was never the type of person who would pick and choose. You know, he was always ready to invite people who were willing to be around him. And he was very daring enough to go to people who, within his culture, you know, and within the religious leaders at the time, would not be happy or would not bring themselves down to go to. Like, Jesus, if we think of what Jesus was like in real time right now, I would say Jesus was the type of person who was on social media, he was in the schools, he was at the beach, he was everywhere. And besides him, of course, being the Son of God and him, you know, knowing who he was never a show off. He was never too good to be with people that were less of him. And I think that that's one thing that's really attractive to me when I read the Gospels and the kind of things that he did. And the most attractive one that I think helps indirectly with mental health is people, especially women. There are very good examples of people that approach Jesus with certain problems, and by doing that, they were healed. What good would it be if more Christians today were open, you know, were open in society, in places of conversation, and not so tied to being a member or not so tied to being in a group where if you're not, you know, a member, you're not really part of. I don't know. I'm not saying that all churches do this, but I think that the body of Christ is more inclined to such things. I mean, I have been in places where it's not like that, but I think specifically, especially in Ghana, it's more like a group thing. And I say Ghana because that's where I'm from. That's where my parents are from. That's where I grew up. Although I've been to the United States, I live in the United States. I've been to the United Arab Emirates. I've seen Christianity being done in several different ways. And one of my best moments was actually when I was in the United Arab Emirates in Dubai. Shout out to Fellowship of the Emirates. It was such a great body of amazing people who were feeding us with good news, were filling us with resources, And we're happy to say, go out into the world and make a change, be a change. And I think that's very powerful. But anyways, I've recently been really getting a lot of insights by joining Twitter Spaces. I have the opportunity to, you know, penetrate whatever group that I want to, or I wouldn't say group, whatever space or whatever conversation is ongoing. The power of the internet gives us an opportunity to be in different places at the same time if we want to. So I decided to take advantage of that. I've also decided to start finding ways of volunteering at least, you know, once a day, if it's a school, if it's like a place where people need help, I don't know, but I'm still working on that. But in the meantime, I've been on Spaces and it's so amazing. Yesterday I was in a space I created with one of my best girls, Felinina. She has been on this podcast. I will link the episode where she was, where we had a conversation, but we just decided to, in the meantime, while we haven't been able to, you know, directly go to people or do our volunteering opportunities or whatever it is, to just basically create a space and talk about the most pressing, intelligent conversations that people don't have, that the youth don't have. Because listen, Twitter is so powerful. Spaces are so powerful. And what other way can we all come together and share our different and varied ideas and learn from each other? I mean, come on. And it wasn't a big space. We didn't have thousands of people. It was people popping in and out. But mostly, I think we were like 8 eventually. And the conversation was so beautiful. Like, people were able to meet each other, exchange contacts for business opportunities. People just got to know people for who they are rather than what they assume are. And I think that it is my goal to encourage the youth, especially in Africa, to build that mindset of learning from each other. We may not have opportunities down there in Africa where, you know, it's readily available to do A plus B plus C, but there's power in meeting people where they are. There's power in conversations. There's power in interaction. And that is one thing that I would love to impact on the Ghanaian youth. Everything is not about paying and, you know, going to a school overseas or whatever it is. We do have power in the diaspora. We have people that have been able to experience different things. And not to say that I do not wish that the youth of Ghana would experience different things too, but in the moment, while you haven't, it's really, really imperative that you find yourself joining a space where you can absorb knowledge. And that's just a beautiful thing for your mental health too. So this was very short and sweet, and I just believe that if a lot of Christians specifically want to make an impact, they should make themselves available in these kind of spaces. It's not worldly, but it's an opportunity to give you ideas of like the way people think, and not just impose what you think you know on others. If you've enjoyed this podcast, definitely share it to your friends, to your family. Go back on our previous episodes. Subscribe if you have Apple Podcasts. And if you're on Spotify, give me a review. Give me a review on Anchor. And yeah, let's keep talking. I appreciate you. I wish you the best. And stay fruitful.